come off one?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color on July 21st. Hope you're all doing great out there. We're having a hot one all over the East Coast. It's hotter than a firecracker, but that's all good. So we're going to have a special show for you tonight, and we're going to start it off as we do normally with the declaration. And then for those of you who don't have an open mic, just press one and you'll be recognized, and we'll take it from there and bring you into the call. I'm sharing, co-hosting with Henrietta Byrd. And how you doing, Henrietta?
I'm great, Glenn. How are you?
Good, good, good. And we're actually going to be turning the show semi over to the International Black Summit Support Program team, because this is going to be a share tonight. We're going to be sharing about the International Black Summit. And then we've got another guest that's already that was a early bird, so her mic is already open, and that's one of my good friends, Verna Hobson from Landmark New York Area Center, and she's going to be jumping into the conversation a little later on as well. So without any further ado, let's start off the conversation with the declaration of the International Black Summit, and then what we're going to do from there is we're going to do the summit, and then we're going to do the purpose, and then get this party started. I think all hands up already, so we're going to get to you as soon as we can, and. The declaration. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to accept. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent, one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution to the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, July 21st, 2013, north, south, east, west, above, below, within, and around. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Also in the presence of the International Black Summit. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. So that's the purpose of the International Black Summit. And we also want to remind folks that we also have the Youth Summit. And this year we're actually generating an adult summit. The Young Adult Summit, sorry. Yeah, thank you. The Young Adult Summit. So I get myself in trouble there. The purpose of International Black Youth Summit exists to facilitate, this is the purpose of the International Black Youth Summit. The International Black Youth Summit exists to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our community and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. So just so you know, the Youth Summit is from 8 to 17, and then from 18 to 35, we have a space called the Young Adult. However, the young adults can participate in the regular adult summit as well. So we've got three spaces for people to participate in terms of where they see themselves. So that's just wanted to preface that. And Henrietta, anything for you to before we get this party started?
Well, yeah, Glenn, I just want people to know that all three of those spaces are going to be in Ottawa, Canada this year, and actually we are less than 2 weeks away. And I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. Okay. I'm like, oh my God. But anyway. Less than 2 weeks away, actually on August 1st through August 4th in Ottawa, Canada, the annual event will take place of the International Black Summit for Adults, the Young Adult Summit, and the Youth Summit. And we will all convene on the first, actually, if you've never done the summit. You need to be in Ottawa by August 1st at 9 a.m. And the reason that you should be there a day early is because you have to do the prerequisite. And, like, have to. Like, it's a prerequisite. So we want you to be in the room and ready on Friday, August 2nd, at 9 a.m. And so in order for you to do that, you have to be in Ottawa in the prerequisite on Thursday, August 1st. Now, for those of you who have participated in the summit before, you don't have to be there until Thursday evening, about 5, 6 p.m. when the opening ceremonies begin. We have no clue what the opening ceremonies are going to be because Team Canada won't tell us. And I'm glad because I love surprises and I love Team Canada and I know whatever it is going to be thebomb.com. I know that because I know this group of people and when they do things, they just do it wonderfully, you know. And so I am excited, as you can tell. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the summit. I'm excited that this is our countdown, and we have actually one more show, which is next Sunday, before the summit begins. So tonight you will have the opportunity to find out what the summit is about, as well as how you can support the summit financially. We get that question from many, many people who listen to the program, and tonight the team will be on to do that. A couple of other things. Remember to go to blacksummit.org and register. Blacksummit.org and register for the event. Also, the hotel where the event is taking place is the National Hotel and Suites. You also need to make your room reservations. And the deadline for the special amount for the summit, I think, was the 17th. But if I were you, I would call anyway and tell them you're with the summit body and just see what happens. But let us know. You know, let us know if you need room, if you need a roommate. Let us know if you need a ride. There are buses that are leaving from the Chicago area as well as the D.C. Baltimore area. If you are in a different area and you want to fly into Chicago and go with the group, or fly into D.C. and go with that group, just let us know. You can reach us at talkshow@blacksummit.org. You can go again to the website and you can send the talk show an email, and let us know what you need, and we will do our best to connect you with the people that will handle it. And so, you know, don't let anything stop you from attending this event. I mean, nothing. Don't let anything stop you. It is one of the most life-changing events you will ever experience. And we want you to be there with us. We are with us here every Sunday, and we want you to be at the annual event as well. Remember, there's always a question that comes out of the event, and you always hear us talk about the question for this year, or what we're looking at, or what we're in. You know, we're standing inside of the question, and you've heard us all year talk about what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. That's the question that came out of Birmingham. And when I say came out of, I mean whoever attends the annual event, they create the question. And they don't know they're creating the question. The question comes out of the conversations that we have, because you do know that the summit is a conversation. It is not where we give you updates of what's going on in the Black community. That is not what the summit is. The summit is many, many things, but it is not that. We don't have guest speakers. We don't, you know, it's not that kind of a summit. Our guest speakers are you. We speak for what is going on in our individual community as a collective group. And so this is a different kind of summit. The work that we do in this summit is transformational. And, of course, I can't transform your life, and you can't transform my life, so you need to be there so you can transform your own if that's what you choose to do. But once again, we invite you to go to blacksummit.org, register for the prerequisite, register for the summit event. You know, shoot us an email if you have any concerns or questions, or how can I do this or how can I do that, or just call the show. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827, and let us know, and we will do our best to, you know, help you out and direct you as to what, you know, so you can get what you need to take care of yourself. Ottawa, Canada, I don't know if anybody will be on the show tonight. If they are, they'll let us know. But if you want to find out more about Ottawa, you can listen to all of the shows in the month of June, the first show in the month of July. There were people from Team Canada on that show who will give you just some wonderful information about the city of Ottawa and what's going on in the country of Canada, what it's like to be Black in Canada, you know, what it's like to be of African descent. It's just a wealth of information on those shows. And like I said, you can go to blacksummit.org, our website, go down to the bottom left-hand side of the homepage and click on talk show, and all the previous talk shows are listed there, so you can hear everything that's been going on with this countdown. And this is 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, until the summit event. I think that is it for me. I just want, no, it's not. I'm not complete. A couple of other things. We are, of course, we had a wonderful show last Sunday. And if you want to hear some of the summit people speak how they are about or how they were that day about Trayvon Martin. I can't even think of the name of verdict.
George Zimmerman.
Yes, the George Zimmerman verdict. That's a wonderful, powerful two-hour show. And it's very empowering for you to listen to that show and see how people all over this country felt and some of the things that we do to clear ourselves around things that occur in our lives. And so that show was one of the most wonderful clearing experiences we've had. So I invite you to listen to that show as well. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we'll do some live something from the annual event in Ottawa, and we'll try to catch the new people, the first-timers, the people who've been there a while, so you can hear from them as well. So stay tuned. We do have you can do the summit virtually. So if that's something you're interested in, let us know that. We will be looking into the juvenile justice system. Also, soon, we have a lot of wonderful programs that are coming your way. So stay tuned for that. And I think that's all. I'm just going to stop, and if I think of something else, when we take a break from the support team, we'll just come back in with that. Glenn, did anything come up for you while I was speaking?
The only other thing I wanted to add is that we were going to have a show on the real deal about Obamacare, and what is available and what's not. So that's going to be an upcoming show as well.
Okay, great. Great. So,
all right.
I've
opened up the mics. 917-558-336-790 and 773-420. And Verna, your mic is still open as well. Go ahead, take it away. Support team.
What about mine? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great.
Yes, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. This is John Thomas coming through you from the great town of Spring Lake down here in North Carolina. I'm happy to be here this evening, this wonderful evening. And thank you, Glenn and Henrietta, for having us on your show. I'm the team leader of the Summit Support Program team. And I believe a number of my other team members are on the line. And if you are, will you just say your name so I'll know you're there?
Chachasha calling in from New Orleans.
Wonderful.
Hey,
thank you.
Good evening. This is Arlen calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Wonderful. Thank you, Arlen. Is there anyone else? Okay, great. So tonight we're going to have a conversation, you know, like Henrietta was saying, that what we do in the summit is have a conversation. It's not just an any old kind of conversation like, you know, we're sitting around the dinner table, and I said when I was in college, you know, I really loved my Green Maverick, and then the next person said, yeah, I remember when I was in college, you know, I had a so-and-so and so-and-so, and then the conversation just goes from there. We're going to have a conversation that's got some intent. We're going to do some exploring, we're going to do some inquiring, and we're going to be asking you to look for yourself to see and share what you hear throughout this segment. So I'd like to just start with telling you a little bit about the Summit Support Program. So a number of years ago, I don't know exactly what year it was, Bill Davis and I believe Rosemary Blake and a few other folks got together and came up with a way that people could support the summit financially. Now, people support the summit in all different kinds of ways throughout the year. They do it through their talents, They do it through their expertise and experience. They're on various teams that promote our events. They're on various teams to manage our website, our finances, our operations. And, you know, some of the people had an interest or commitment in also supporting the summit financially. So they created, at the time, a program for people to do that. And this year, we're real excited about that program and how we're using that program to, you could say, fund our visions. So I know you probably heard, if you've been listening to this show from time to time, that the purpose of the International Black Summit is to bring in the being. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide the participants an opportunity to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. And so, in short, the Summit Support Program is an opportunity for you to fund participants being able to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. And it reads something like this: the International Black Summit Support Program provides the opportunity for participants and supporters of the International Black Summit to provide ongoing support to the conversations and programs of the summit. Participation in the International Black Summit Support Program will provide funds to support the work of the International Black Summit and a consistent flow of funds for the operations of the International Black Summit. The consistent flow of funds allow for more effective budgeting and management of the summit programs. The International Black Summit program is also intended to encourage participants of the summit to take a more active role in the International Black Summit throughout the year. So I'm going to talk about a little bit more about what the different levels are in the program, but I want to go back down to this conversation piece, because we want to look at, well, what's in it for you if you inquire, if you decide to participate in the program. And as a part of the support program team, we started looking for ourselves. And so one of the things that I saw, and I'm going to invite my other two colleagues to join me in, one of the things that I saw in supporting the International Black Summit financially is it gave me an opportunity to look to see what are the things I have in my life that I'm committed to causing in the world. And this organization is one of the things that I want to contribute to, because I know it makes a difference. And through my contribution to this organization, I get to see how my vision is also being fulfilled. I'm going to come back and say a little more, but right now I want to bring up Brother Oren and have him to share, and then followed by Sister Shakesha. Oren?
Hey, good evening again. This is Oren calling in from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm happy to be on this call. I think the opportunity available tonight for us is to exercise some of our muscles and to get conscious of what we're investing in our lives. As John has spoken and given us the clarity of what the International Black, of what the Summit Support Program is and what it's about, the thing that I want to acknowledge is that the Summit is an all-volunteer organization. And we've been this for the last 22 years. And everything that has come out of the summit and has been created in the world through the summit on different parts of this world, in different countries, has come out of our commitment and our own support on different levels. John has spoken on this in several ways, with our time, our skills and our money and our finances. So I just want to acknowledge that we have been doing this for 22 years. We have been extremely successful at bringing this conversation into the world in a very, very powerful way. And that has included different parts of Africa, South America, the Caribbean, and various parts in the United States, and also in Europe. So I just wanted to acknowledge that we have been consistently about investing in our vision and into the purpose of the International Black Summit. And that I wanted to like really pinpoint. So tonight we want to give everybody who has been in the summit, who has been in the conversation of the summit, and even those of you who have heard about the summit, have not been in the summit, that may be on this call, you do have an opportunity to be part of this body that supports the work that the summit does around the world. Having said that, I'll let Shakasia speak, and I'd like to say more about what this program has, what I've seen for myself in being on this program and inside of the Summit Support Program over the years, and particularly this year, and this new a new energy and a new commitment to supporting this the summit through this program in a conscious, a very conscious. I really want people to hear the word I'm using, the conscious, in consciously investing in my vision, consciously, you know, in the parts I've done, I've supported in many, many ways. But I don't think I've been as conscious as I am now about what I'm doing and the intention and really building a muscle around consciously investing in my vision.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Arn. We'll definitely come back to that. Shakasia?
Yes, this is Shakasia. I'm calling in from New Orleans. Many people who know me know I'm a world citizen. That means I travel the world. I never return from a trip. I'm always traveling. And I say that very proudly because that's one of the things that I've received from being a participant. So what I just want to share for a moment is the power of being a participant of the International Black Summit. I started with the summit as a participant in 1993, and little did I know the power being a participant would be out of being a participant in this program. I came into this program seeing myself just a school teacher out of the city of Compton, and I'm going to a workshop. But out of being a participant in the International Black Summit, I'm now a participant of the world, and that's why I speak as a world citizen. I can literally go anywhere in the world, across the seven continents. I've been to five of them. For some people, you know, they might say, oh, I travel, but being a participant in the Black Summit, International Black Summit, had me learn that I can get up and go anywhere I so desire. And that's the power of being a participant in the International Black Summit. And that's all I'm going to say right now. And I'll come back in. Back to you, John.
All right. Thank you, Shakasia, Miss World Citizen, World Traveler. So as we started to really get up underneath this program again, we was looking at, well, what is support? Like, really, well, what is support? What are we saying when we talk about the International Black Summit Support Program? So some of you may have read some of our documents where it talks about what's available in the summit, you know, and it talks about it being a place to clear so as to hear what life is telling you It talks about people of diverse backgrounds, opinions, cultures, and views coming together to acknowledge the declaration of the International Black Summit. It talks about altering our conversation of who we are in the media. That's out of the declaration. So all those components, as we begin to spread this conversation across the globe, is what we're out to support. And there's one particular place in our declaration that speaks to building economies responsible for funding our communities. And we know at the International Black Summit that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm. And if we actually get conscious, like Orin was saying, if we get conscious to how we're already funding our communities and begin to understand the real economic power of that, you know, how we're doing it with our families, how we're doing it locally, and particularly how we're doing it in this particular community, it just opens up a whole other world of power in terms of finances, at least for me. So as one of the participants in the program, I noticed that once I started contributing to the program, one, I felt assured that I was making my contribution in addition to my skills and my time. I knew that what it takes to have certain things happen in the summit takes money. So, you know, I had a particular level of satisfaction because I was contributing some part to that, and I knew I was doing that every month. And I thought, how great would it be if a number of us, a lot of us, would do the same thing? And, you know, and what experience would they have by contributing either annually or monthly? Moreover, what would the impact be on our community at the International Black Summit if we were certain of our financial future? You know, if everything that we knew we needed to take care of was already there to be taken care of, who would we then be being? And so I really have this commitment to kind of end that whole struggling, that whole uncertainty conversation, that whole, you know how you know how you are when you don't know that a bill is going to be paid, or you don't know when it's going to get paid. You know it's going to get paid somehow, like in your own life. And maybe I'm the only one that experienced that. But, you know, maybe there's another few of you out there who had that space, been in that space. You don't know how it's going to get done. And then think about it when you've gotten to a place where you knew the money was going to be there. You knew you could do what you needed to do when you needed to do it. And I'm looking for our community as a whole, as a model, to be that. And, like, really, what would be the impact on the rest of the world as we expand the microcosm outward into our communities, and our communities took on a way to fund themselves in a way that they had certainty? So with that, I'm going back to you, Brother Orin, and Glenn and Henrietta. You guys are, you know, more than welcome to jump into this conversation at any time. You know, we've been talking about it for a while. We would love to hear what you guys are hearing as well. Orin?
Yeah, I mean, you've given up quite a lot of information in regards to the program, and I'm just interested to, like, what people have heard so far, those who are on the radio listening in, and just to get some feedback for what they hear, for what they're hearing that we're saying about the Summit Support Program, and you know, just so we can go more and go deeper and more into it, but it, I just want to get tested to who's listening and what you're hearing so far.
Okay.
Okay, great. So, callers out there, if you press 1, we'll recognize you. We have one caller with their hand already up. If you'd like to be recognized and open up your mic, press 1, and we will do that. I'm going to open up mic for 212-831. Go ahead, you're live on the air. You have a question?
Hi, this is
comment?
Nancy in New York.
Oh, hey, Nancy.
Hi,
and
John and Takesha and Oren, you're doing a fantastic job. And John, you said that Bill Davis and Rosemary and some other folks participated in creating this program. And I just want to add that I was also one of those folks. And for me, you know, John, you talked about the benefits, and that was kind of one of the things that we were going for when we created the thing. It's like giving people an opportunity to, it's a place to tithe. You know, lots of folks like to tithe, and they wanted it. Here was an opportunity to tithe. For me, you know, I was going to every summit, and then I was looking, my tax guy said, you know, you need to figure out some tax deductions for yourself. So I was like, okay. And so, you know, the International Black Summit got to be a tax deduction for me. You know, I ended up being in the program where I generated, I did $3,000 a month. And that was, for me, it seemed seamless. It was very easy. The money was taken from my card. And after a while, I didn't even notice the money. It was like, you know, not even present for me as a cost that I was providing. It was an opportunity for me to provide that that cost. I'm so excited that we're giving people an opportunity to hear about this program. And for a long time, education and I was standing and being a team for this program. And so I'm so happy that folks have jumped in and said, you know, let's give people an opportunity to participate in this program.
Wonderful. Nancy, did you say $3,000 a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's three and three zeros?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me check again. A month or a year?
I don't remember now. I just thought I did $3,000 per something.
Oh, okay.
So, do you guys have the information about the program in front of you?
We do.
So, whichever one that was $3,000, that's the one I did. The frequency,
okay, great.
Frequency, I don't remember. I just know I did $3,000, so I think it was a month.
Well, the way it's written up, what you guys have created.
Maybe it was 300. Maybe 300 a month. 300 a month.
What you had was 3,000, and you could do it 3,000 as a one-time payment or $250 a month.
Okay, then I take it back. That's the one I did.
Got it. Well, anyway, still wow.
It's still a wow.
Yeah. I just remember it was 3,000. So 250 a month. That sounds
yes.
A lot more doable, doesn't it?
I mean, I knew you was clocking, but I didn't know you was clocking like that.
Yeah. Well, if I could afford to do $3,000 a month, I'd do that too.
What's interesting, you know, you spoke that, and, like, that's a possibility for all of us. Like, yeah, like, it was $3,000 for a year, $250 a month, and that's a possibility that, you know, we can look into it. So I'm sure some of us will take that on, you know, because I'm really clear. And for myself, I'm really, what has, you know, over the weeks since we have created looking at the Summit Support Program for myself, what has really turned me on and ignited my participation and really get me excited that I'm on the call, on our Home Support Program call every Sunday morning as we distinguish this program and start definition for ourselves. What it is, like, where I got to is investing in my vision, investing in myself, and that we as a community investing in our vision and investing in ourselves and building an building economies that fund our community. And I really get that we're all doing this, and we've been doing this for a number of years. We have been doing this at least consciously in the summit for 22 years.
Uh-huh.
And I know I have, on a personal basis, I've invested quite a lot of money on different things, whether it was bringing my children to the summit, bringing them to the planning meetings, bringing them all over the world that we went to, whether it was supporting other young people, supporting other adults. Yeah, I have invested in it. But there was something that was different, and that is different for me this time. It's like I did it in the past, and I did it on some level. It was conscious because we had a conscious reminder of this event that we prepared for every year, and we've been doing it for the last 22 years. So it will be at that level of consciousness. But then there's this other piece for myself that I have not, that I got was a lot of unconsciousness, in the sense that I did not correlate it in a very intentional way of investing in my vision. And I'm now taking on this exercise of being part of this summit support program as a muscle. Like, at this point, I'm doing it at the $600 per year, which gives me, which would be, $50 a month. And right now, I'm doing two lump sums. But what I see available is not just giving the money, but building the muscle and being conscious. So I could do a 600 lump sum, and I can also do, and what I take now is doing $50 a month to be conscious in that cycle, to be conscious in building that muscle, to be reminded every month that I am investing in my vision, to jump up against if the money is not there, like knowing that I'm bumping up and investing in my vision. There's something about it that this time around is different for me, and I think that is the opportunity for us all inside of the summit support program, all that we have done this summit. That's an opportunity that I think is, I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it.
Great. Thank you, Arne. And Nancy, since you were a part of that team, I knew it had to be some other people. Could you share just a little bit more about when that was? Do you remember?
I don't know the date. I'm sorry about that. I don't know today. I do know that, you know, one of the things that was happening is that we noticed that most of the funding for the summit, people were paying for the registration, was happening that weekend of the summit. And, you know, the summit was the event that we were working all year to produce, and we needed funds leading into that time. So we were looking at a vehicle to create for folks and made it, you know, with all the stuff that's in it, we looked at people who don't necessarily have to come to the summit. I mean, just that could be your participation. Looking for different ways for people to participate to support the summit. But I don't remember the exact days. I know that there was a time that I was the events manager, and that was around, let's say, 2000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact time, but I do know when that the time that I was so conscious of the summit support program coming into being and being a major conversation in supporting the summit was when Bill Davis was the coordinator. At the time, he called the coordinator, and I know Bill and Rosemary and Nancy said she was part of that group, and a few other people who consciously had started looking at that program as a way of financing the summit. on a constant flow, as Nancy is saying, creating a cash flow that can continue the business of the summit. Although we have the event, but to come up to the event, they're like 11 months, 12 months prior to that that we start taking care of business. And having that, the money be there instead of just this lump sum and some of us taking it out of our pockets to support it and things like that and, you know, waiting until the end to get paid and, you know, whatever the case might be to be reimbursed. But who I can remember specifically around the time was Bill Davis, and it must have been under his tutelage when he was the coordinator of the International Black Summit. And what year that was, I couldn't say either. I think it was around Philadelphia or something like that.
Well, no, I know in Philadelphia, Orin, I was the events manager at the time, and I remember praying that we would have all our registrations come in to pay this $5,000. We had a bill that we had to pay the hotel. We didn't have the cash, but it was coming in through registration, so it definitely wasn't at that time.
Okay.
This is Patricia. I know we're looking for a date, but I also just wanted to bring back up for John to share the different levels, because as people are listening, they can hear the places where they could participate, the different levels of participation.
All right, Takesha, we'll do. Just get ready to do that. Thanks for teeing it up. So currently in the summer support program, we have, you could say, five levels. There's the $300 level, where you could contribute $300 one time, or you could contribute $25 per month. And then there's a $600 level where you can contribute $600 in a lump sum, or $50 a month. At both of those levels, you're automatically registered into the annual event. So there's no additional fee for you to participate in our annual event at the $300 and $600 level. And then the next level, at least as we have it now, is the $3,000 level, which is $250 a month, or you could pay it $3,000 as a lump sum. And what we're going for is a commitment for you to do it continuously, whether, you know, it's a few years or indefinitely at any of these levels. At the $3,000 level, in addition to your contributing in a way that fulfills who you are in support of the summit, we automatically register you into the annual event. You can choose to be there or not. And when you come to our leadership body weekends, our leadership training weekends, will cover your hotel stay for, I think, 1 or 2 days. And then the next level that we have is the $12,000 level. And at the $12,000 level, you know, that's just an expression of your commitment to supporting the summit financially. And, of course, you're automatically registered into the annual event. We cover your leadership body meetings Friday and Saturday, just like at the $3,000 level. And we cover your hotel stay at the annual event. We do not cover your flight there, but we do cover your hotel stay. So those are the three levels, $300, $600, $3,000, and $12,000. That could be broken down into $25 a month, $50 a month, $250 a month, or $1,000 a month. There are a few other levels on the table. We haven't actually sorted those out yet. So I said five initially. So those were four, $300, $600, $3,000, $12,000. And then the fifth level is you can contribute whatever you like, whether you want to make a one-time payment of $150 or a one-time payment, a contribution, I'm sorry, of $5,000. And you can find out more about the program in general at blacksummit.org/support program. blacksummit.org/support program. And you can also activate your contribution there as well. So you can choose to sign up, like Oren said, he wanted to do 600, so he did 300 as a lump sum, and then he wants to work that muscle. So his next 300, he's going to do at $50 a month, because that's how he wants to contribute. I'm actually upgrading my participation to the $600 level. Another one of our team members, Paul Coates, some of you might know him, was saying, well, you know, if you're in business, then easily you should be able to do $600. He wasn't asking it like a challenge, but I heard it like a challenge, like, huh, well, if you're in business, you should at least do $600. And so I'm upgrading, and my commitment, similar to the possibility of Orin said and what Nancy was doing, is to get to move through the $600 level up to the $3,000 level, because that's where I see, you know, I really want to contribute. And then as life would have it, you know, the more I'm able to keep expanding my own life and prosperity in my own life, I'll keep expanding my contribution.
John, this is Henrietta. I have a couple of questions, and we have about 9 minutes left program. So if there's anyone who's interested in this program, please dial 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827. John, I want to know the process. Like, if I decide I want to contribute any level, what do, as a listener, you know, what's the process that I need to go to get started?
You go to the blacksummit.org website. You can go directly to the Summit Support Program page, which is at blacksummit.org/support program. And there you will find additional information about the program, and you can actually click on the link of the level in which you like to participate. And it'll walk you through a process where it'll ask you for your information, ask you what level you want to participate in, and it'll go ahead and start the process for you.
Okay, and the International Black Summit is a 501c3 organization, so this can be a write-off? I'm asking.
At the time, we are, from what I understand, going through a review process.
Correct.
So it may or may not be a write-off, and we've been advising people to check with their tax consultant, their tax advisor, to see how they could appropriately deduct it from their taxes if it's possible.
Okay. All righty.
Now, of course, if they're a business and they're in the support program, they can deduct it as an educational expense or some other expense out of their business. But for individuals that aren't businesses, they should check with their tax consultant.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Just repeating, once again, go to the blacksummit.org website, and everything you need to know about the program will be there. Everything you need to know about the annual event in Ottawa, Canada, will be there. Our number is 646-716-9827. So if you want to call in and ask questions, you know, feel free, press the number one button so we know that your hand is raised. Also, next week, if one of the, you know, one or all of you could be on next week, because we have a very large listening audience during the week, And so they may have questions. So for those of you who will listen to this program during the week and you want to call in and ask your questions, next Sunday, we're requesting that someone from the team be here next Sunday to answer your questions. So don't feel like, you know, you can't get your questions answered.
The other thing, Henrietta, they could also send an email to supportprogram@blacksummit.org, supportprogram@blacksummit.org, and we could field those questions for them.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, you have about 2-3 minutes, John, if you want to, like, wrap it up or review or anything that anybody wants to say.
Well, I, you know, before anybody else say, I'm going to just say this really quickly. Just thank you for you, your team, you and Glenn, the Talk Show Network, for giving us an opportunity to share about the Summit Support Program. And thank you, Aaron, Shakesha, and Nancy, for coming to the show tonight and sharing about the program and your experience with the program and the impact it's made for you. Thank you so much.
We got a caller with a hand up. Let me go to them very quickly. 347-8810. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Ralph. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, what's going
hey,
on, Jakesha?
What's up,
Oren? So I just wanted to know, last time I won, I was able to stay with someone, and that, like, really saved the day. So I was wondering if I wanted to do that again or extend that option to someone else, where would I get that information?
Well, Shakesha has your phone number, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll get your number from Shakesha, and we'll get it moving.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, great. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
That's the way to do it, Ralph. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So what I'd like for the listeners to know is that Ralph is in New York City, Orin is in Brooklyn, New York, Glenn is in Queens, Jamaica, Queens, New York. Nancy's in Manhattan. Shakesha's in New Orleans. John is in, say it again.
Spring Lake.
Right. John is in Spring. Anyway, John's in North Carolina. Okay. Shakesha's in Louisiana. I'm in Chicago. And in less than 14 days, we will all be together. That is so cool. We have not seen each other. Well, some of us have, but not seen, been together, like all of us, in a year. And it's really, really exciting, not just to see each other. That is very exciting. But what's really exciting is that we get to do some work together. Now, you know, most people you don't like to work with. These people in the summit, you like to work with them. You may not like them for a couple of minutes, but before it's over, you realize that they have just come to help you move through a situation that is blocking you from your vision being manifested. Remember, the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and world, their individual vision. And so it's just so wonderful that I'm getting ready to go to Canada to work on my vision, and everybody that's on this call is going to assist me in working on my vision. I really want you who are listening and people who will listen this week to really think about that there are people in the world who are willing to assist you in working on your vision, so much so that you will see your vision manifested very, very quickly. And so there are people coming in from Kenya and the Sudan and many other places all across the United States, and we are all headed to Ottawa, Canada. So meet us there. Like I said, go to blacksummit.org and register for the summit. We have less than 2 weeks. We have one more radio program next Sunday that and we'll be so hyped up and pumped up, you know, just get ready. And like I said, we'll bring you some live information from Ottawa. And thank you so much to the Summit support team for being on the show tonight. Thank you, Glenn. Ralph, it's good to hear from you again. Nancy, Chikesha, Oren, and John, it's always good to hear from you. Can't wait to see you and hug you and all of that good stuff and dance. You know, we must dance, okay? And that's it for tonight. God bless you. Glenn, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Just before we go, Verna, anything you want to say, Verna, before we wrap up the show?
Just want to say I am so inspired by the program, by this program tonight, and by the financial support program. I mean, I will get on the site and get moving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's wonderful to come many years. But to have this means of participating is just unbelievably exciting.
Mm.
I don't want to keep everybody any longer.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Thank you.
And we'll be back here next week. Same time, same station. Love you. Peace.
Love you guys.
Good night.
Peace. Good night, everybody.
Good night.